Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, God's morning, and welcome
to spend time with God on the Purpose of Closure Blog Talk Radio Show. And I am your host, Cassandra Brand. Now, before we even get into the meat of our part four prayer journal on the names of God, we have to start off with our positive affirmations. You know what we do.
Hello, my love. Welcome to Guided Affirmations by Lavender. Today, we will be reprogramming our mind with powerful affirmations for self-love, self-confidence, and self-worth. Affirmations help create new thought patterns in our mind. Through repeated listening and reciting, you can create new neural pathways in your brain, building new positive thought patterns and breaking any negative patterns you may have. Listen to this audio every day for 21 days as your daily morning affirmations or in the evenings right before you sleep. I will repeat each affirmation twice and then give you time to repeat after me. Feel free to recite these affirmations in your mind or out loud. I accept myself exactly as I am. I accept myself exactly as I am. I respect myself. I respect myself. I love and embrace all of me. I love and embrace all of me. I am radiant. I am radiant. I am beautiful. I am beautiful. I am confident in myself and my worth. I am confident in myself and my worth. I believe in myself. I trust myself. I believe in myself. I trust myself. I shine brightest when I am my true self. I shine brightest when I am my true self. I am beautifully unique and incomparable to others. I am beautifully unique and incomparable to others. I love my body. I love my body. I am grateful for my body and all it does to support me. I am grateful for my body and all it does to support me. All of me is beautiful. All of me is beautiful. I am worthy. I am worthy. My worth is innate and cannot be taken away. My worth is innate and cannot be taken away. I have enough. I do enough. I am enough. I have enough. I do enough. I am enough. I am good enough. I am good enough. I am powerful. I am powerful. I am powerful when I respect myself. I am powerful when I respect myself. I am powerful when I love myself. I am powerful when I love myself. I am a force. I am a force. I am strong. I am brave. I am resilient. I am strong. I am brave. I am resilient. I respect my energy and protect it with love. I respect my energy and protect it with love. I prioritize myself and my well-being. I prioritize myself and my well-being. Setting boundaries is an act of self-love. Setting boundaries is an act of self-love. I love being my most authentic self. I love being my most authentic self. I am smart. I am creative. I am capable. I am smart. I am creative. I am capable. I have everything I need within me to succeed. I have everything I need within me to succeed. I am exactly where I'm meant to be. I am exactly where I'm meant to be. I am loved. I am loved. I choose love over fear. I choose love over fear. I am ready to step into my true power. I am ready to step into my true power. I release all that does not align with my truest self. I release all that does not align with my truest self. I am ready to thrive as my highest self. I am ready to thrive as my highest self. I have the power to shape my story. I have the power to shape my story. I have the power to create my dream life. I have the power to create my dream life. I accept myself exactly as I am. I accept myself exactly as I am. I respect myself. I respect myself. I love and embrace all of me. I love and embrace all of me. I am radiant. I am radiant. I am beautiful. I am beautiful. I am confident in myself and my worth. I am confident in myself and my worth. I believe in myself. I trust myself. I believe in myself. I trust myself. I shine brightest when I am my true self. I shine brightest when I am my true self. I am beautifully unique and incomparable to others. I am beautifully unique and incomparable to others. I love my body. I love my body. I am grateful for my body and all it does to support me. I am grateful for my body and all it does to support me. All of me is beautiful. All of me is beautiful. I am worthy. I am worthy. My worth is innate and cannot be taken away. My worth is innate and cannot be taken away. I have enough. I do enough. I am enough. I have enough. I do enough. I am enough. I am good enough. I am good enough. I am powerful. I am powerful. I am powerful when I respect myself. I am powerful when I respect myself. I am powerful when I love myself. I am powerful when I love myself. I am a force. I am a force. I am strong. I am brave. I am resilient. I am strong. I am brave. I am resilient. I respect my energy and protect it with love. I respect my energy and protect it with love. I prioritize myself and my well-being. I prioritize myself and my well-being. Setting boundaries is an act of self-love. Setting boundaries is an act of self-love. I love being my most authentic self. I love being my most authentic self. I am smart. I am creative. I am capable. I am smart. I am creative. I am capable. I have everything I need within me to succeed. I have everything I need within me to succeed. I am exactly where I'm meant to be. I am exactly where I'm meant to be. I am loved. I am loved. I choose love over fear. I choose love over fear. I am ready to step into my true power. I am ready to step into my true power. I release all that does not align with my truest self. I release all that does not align with my truest self. I am ready to thrive as my highest self. I am ready to thrive as my highest self. I have the power to shape my story. I have the power to shape my story. I have the power to create my dream life. I have the power to create my dream life. Repeat these affirmations every day or as you need them and experience the positive changes they bring to your life. Sending you love and light. Namaste.
Yes, we do affirmations for 30 days, and then we'll switch them out. I have a testimony of how affirmations changed my life tremendously. If you have a testimony or want to share an experience how these morning affirmations has made changes in your life, please share. You can call in, and now the chat room is open. Yes, the chat room is open. You can chat. I can read your chat out, or you can call in, and you can speak for yourself. Or you could just listen in. Long as you are absorbing the word and the message, that's all that matters. We're going to finish up our part four prayer journal on the names of God. Now, right now, we're finishing up on Elohim. That's just one name, okay? And then we're going to go on Jehovah or Yahweh. People try to put God in a box, create an entire religion just using one name. But God got many names because he's everything. He's all that and beyond a bag of chips. But I just wanted to finish up with this, because if you have been following the episodes, we're doing a prayer journal. So I'll give a very brief message, excuse me, and then you write in your book, you know, your thoughts, what the Holy Spirit reveals to you, because only the Holy Spirit can reveal to you. Only the Holy Spirit can reveal to you. It's not something that you could figure out on your own, because this is a spiritual thing, even if spiritual warfare. A human experience. That's why God said learn how to live in the world, but not of the world. Amen. Like I posted, when you call someone by their name, they answer. My name is Cassandra. I'm not going to answer to B-I-T or M-F or H-O or S-L. You call me by my name. Now, I have a nickname. I got another name, Sandy. I answer to that, too. But I am who I am, the same person. But the other names and labels that people try to put on me, I am not that. And God is way much greater than me, than you. So we have to learn who God really is, and that's building a relationship of becoming intimacy, relationship with God. That's what we have to work on. Now, because we're going to open up the doors for salvation at the end of this episode, because that's the whole purpose. Those who win souls are wise. And that's my purpose, to win souls for the kingdom of God, not for my personal bank account or needs, but to win souls for the kingdom of God. So let's just ask the Lord to do it for you. Lord, do it for me.
Lord, do it for me. Oh, Lord, do it for me. Oh, Lord, if you don't do it, it just won't be done. So, Lord, do it for me. Sometimes I get desperate and I say like this, I say, Lord, fix it for me. Anybody know that only God can do it? Oh, fix it for me. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Because, Lord, I have a problem that only you can solve. so Lord, do it for me.
Can y'all play that for me?
Can't wait till tomorrow to do it for me. Lord, if you don't do it, it just won't be done. So Lord, do it for me. Listen.
And if you ask him to do it for you, he will do it. And I know that he will because he's done things for me. And he is not a God that has a respected person. That means whatever he do for one, he'll do for the other. Only thing we got to do is believe in his ability. Amen. Now, this is our last episode on the God's name of Elohim, which we understand that it means creator, which is the beginning. He is Alpha and Omega. He is the beginning, he is the end. Okay? And his time, because he created time. He's outside of time. Not to be repetitious, but 1,000 years to us, it's like a blink of an eye to God. Okay? He created time. Be patient. Just trust God. Now, when we come to God, we sanctify his holy name. Effective prayer is impossible unless we stand in awe at the mention of his name. That's being humble, appreciative, glorifying, magnifying his holy name, Elohim. Amen. He is so amazing. And I just want to close out on that with 1 Peter 1, 3 to 5. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy have begotten us again unto the lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled, and that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you. Power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last name. That's 1 Peter 1, 3 to 5. Now, tomorrow we're going to go on and start on the next name of God, which is, like I said, Jehovah and Yahweh, okay? The name of Jehovah is revealed in connection with the creation of Adam and deals with God's covenant with his people. We have a covenant. We have to be married to God first before we have a successful marriage with another human being here on earth. That's why we have such a high rate of divorces or separations, because people can't even be committed to our Creator, which he created us in his image after his likeness. So how can you love someone or respect someone when you don't love and respect God or yourself? Because you created in the image of God. He created you. Amen? It don't take all day to bring a message. Just the key words. That's when you let the Holy Spirit have his way, because the Holy Spirit will give you the words of utterance in times of needs. That is biblical. The church I attend to, there is no perfect church, but they're pretty much close to it. They let the Holy Spirit and let God just have his way. And our pastor, he says they don't be up there for like a whole hour preaching. But those words, it delivers people. I would say we have a deliverance ministry, and it's growing. There's True Vine Ministry in Fayetteville, North Carolina, on Morganton Road. They have two services at 8 a.m. and 11 a.m. Very organized, very friendly. I mean, there's people, like I said, been there for 15 years. They've been in ministry in 30-plus years. So they got to be doing something right and continuously growing. As a matter of fact, they're starting, they have what you call, let me get this paper here, Theological Seminary School. They have semesters from September the 4th to December. Spring semester in 2004 from January the 8th through the 29th. And if you like more information, excuse me, please email me and I can send you a copy of the itinerary where you can contact the seminary yourself personally to get more information. You want to work smart, not hard. Go through someone that can't give you the full information, or go to someone that can give you all the information and answer all your questions. Amen. Now, excuse me. Follow this broadcast and receive notifications. You'll receive it to your email ahead of time so that you can plan. This is, you can replay it, or you can listen to it while you're driving, while you're taking care of your personal stuff, you know, do your affirmations and, you know, get your day started. 5 a.m. is a very important time of the morning. Because usually like that 1, 2, and 3, the enemy seems to be working overtime. Like I said, you can contact me through purposeclosure@gmail.com. purposeclosure@gmail.com. Check out my YouTube channel. The link is below. And if you want to purchase any of my books, you can do so at thepurposeofclosure.com. Or you can purchase it through Amazon. My last one is 10 Wrong Reasons to Get Married, which is an e-book. It's not available in paperback or soft cover, only through e-book. And if you want to check out one of my YouTube videos, the link is below as well, Why We Were Created to Be Creators. And that's what we're talking about. We're talking about Elohim. His name is the Creator. If you're driving a Rolls Royce, you don't want to take it to a Kia. If you got mechanical issues, you take it to the manufacturer. Amen. I'm so excited. Let me tell you about the chat. I forgot all about it. It is open. I just learned on my side, so I'm going to have to try it on the other side as a listener or a follower, because sometimes you might be at work or you might not be able to really, you know, pick up the phone or talk, but you can chat, because just like texting, and you know everybody finds a way to text and chat on that mobile phone. So the chat rooms. The chat room will be open, and we're growing and we're learning. Amen. If you have any requests, a prayer, music, topics, you may contact me as well through my email, Purpose of Closure, Purpose Closure. It's PURPOSECLOSURE, purposeclosure@gmail.com. I would like to give a shout out to our top 5 countries still as of today. That's the United States, Nigeria, South Africa, Kenya, and India. We are in 32 different countries. But these are the top 5 that adds up to 100%. And it's growing. Nigeria is halfway there with the United States. That's why sometimes people really don't know how blessed they are. People always tell me how blessed I am when I have both my parents. And I am blessed. I am very blessed. They said, they're blessed to have you. I'm blessed to have them. Yes, I'm so grateful. But that's how we have to be with where we live. We live in a country that's supposed to, you know, freedom and all that. But I just got questions how other people live, you know, here on earth, around the world. And I think there's greater places. And it's not where you live, it's how you're living. Spirit and truth. Amen. Today is a beautiful day. It is. Ooh, sunrise. Let's see. Last time I checked was like 70-something degrees at 5 o'clock in the morning. That's pretty good. That's a blessing. So listen, y'all know what my favorite song is, right? Then we're going to do the prayer for salvation. If you want to give your life to God, you can do it right exactly where you are. Just mean it from your heart. And before we do that,
if I lost everything and didn't have anything, and you were the only thing, I still have everything. If I lost everything, yeah, and didn't have anything, and you were the only thing, I still have everything. It's you, my everything. It's you, my everything. It's you, my everything. I still have everything. Yeah. Everything, I still have everything. Can you help me say it?
That's one of my favorite songs. You still have everything. A lot of times people feel like, oh, I got to give this up. I got to give that up. If you just give up your will and put yourself in God's will, you won't be spinning around. So we're going to do the prayer of salvation right where you are. Just speak from your heart. Doesn't matter what you wear, what you're driving, whether you broke, if you got six digits, nine digits in your account, at the end of the day, you are a spirit. And there's no U-Hauls being pulled behind a hearse. And you don't have to die to go to heaven or hell. You can have heaven and hell right here on earth. But first you have to acknowledge God and create a dialogue, a relationship with him. No matter what your situation is, if you're on drugs, if you're a prostitute, if you're an abuser, accuser, or are you the one that's being abused? Even if you think you're a spiritual giant, no man knows everything. Only God, the Holy Spirit, can reveal the spiritual things to you. And the first step is just to repeat after me. No matter where you are, what you're doing, please come into my heart as my Lord and Savior. Take complete control of my life and help me to walk in your footsteps daily by the power of the Holy Spirit. Cleanse me and make me your child. By faith, I receive you into my heart as the Son of God and as Savior and Lord of my life. Please forgive me. Come into my life. I receive you as my Lord and Savior. Now help me to live for you the rest of my life. You confess that out of your mouth, from your heart, just like with the affirmations. It manifests itself. That's why words are so important. Seize our words. Like it's working, the first song we played, you reaping what you sow. Seize our words. Put them out in the atmosphere. Acknowledge God and he will direct you. For a good man's footsteps is ordered by the Lord. It's only going to get better. Because once you've been through so much, it can't get no worse. Only if you don't acknowledge God and build a relationship with him. I'm your host, Cassandra Brand. Here on Spend Time with God, The Purpose of Closure, Blog Talk Radio Show. Thank you. You have a very blessed and productive day. Peace and shalom.